Matt Lucas. Mark Gatiss, Lee Ingleby, and Bob Hoskins. In his underground home, Mole is trying to pull down some tree roots that are hanging down from the ceiling. The root pulls a hole out of the roof, and Mole goes tumbling to the floor.
Oh, blah.
He pulls on another root to help himself up, but that one also comes loose.
And spring cleaning! I'm sick of it.
His sniffing leads him to the daylight that's shining in through the roof.
Fresh air.
He scrambles out of the hole using his leathery claws and blinks as his eyes become adjusted to the daylight. All around him is a serene meadow, dotted with buttercups and butterflies hovering above.
Oh.
He pulls himself out of his hole and begins to walk across the lush grass, raising his arms in utter contentment. Kenneth Graham's The Wind in the Willows.
This certainly beats spring cleaning. To think I've been down in my hole and not out here.
He takes a long sniff of a tiny blue flower. A butterfly flutters by, drawing his eyes to a stile in a nearby fence.
Goodness, what the devil's that?
He tries to climb over it, but stumbles and falls back. He hauls himself back up, clinging to one of the fence slats for dear life. Holding onto the plank, he awkwardly slides himself through to the other side. He composes himself and starts making his way through the thick undergrowth. He comes to a serene river. A slight mist drifts across it, and lush green trees border it on either side.
Would you look at that? Oh.
His eyes drift to the water. Something's moving around underneath. Bubbles rise to the surface, and Rat emerges. Mole steps forward inquisitively.
You all right?
I hope you don't mind me asking, but is this, is it a river?
Of course it's a river.
Yes.
Never seen one before.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, yes. I said no.
Oh. Do you care to join me for a row? Just fetch my togs.
Give me your hands.
Rat helps Mole into the boat and he tumbles in. He tries desperately to get his balance as the boat rocks from side to side.
It helps if you sit down.
Mole grabs the seat and manages to sit.
Oh. Rat.
Mole.
I haven't seen you around these parts before, have I?
No, I'm generally underground. I rarely go outdoors. When I do, I try to stick to within a few yards of a molehill. I've never been in a boat before.
Really? What on earth do you do with your time? Believe me, my friend, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, half so much worth doing as simply messing about in boats. Huh? In 'em, out of 'em, doesn't really matter. Nothing seems to matter when you're in a boat. Listen, if you've nothing else on, perhaps you could take a trip downriver together, make a day of it. There's a hamper in the boat, a soft wind in the willows. There's more to life than living down a hole.
Tuck in.
Cold chicken, cold ham, cold beef, cress sandwiches, French rolls, potted meat, ginger beer, lemonade, G&T, just a few meagre provisions.
What have you...
That's my house, right here on the river.
Oh, you mean you actually live right by it?
By it, with it, on it and in it. It is brother and sister to me, aunts and uncles, food and drink. What it hasn't got just isn't worth having. There are floods in February and lovely dry patches in the August heat.
Later, Rat's chewing on a bowl of salad.
What's that?
Rat drops his food and begins to fidget violently. After a few seconds, he regains his composure.
Oh, that's nothing. That's just the wild wood. We don't get over there much, us riverbankers.
Looks a bit scary to me. Does anybody live there?
The weasels and the foxes. Badger, of course. He lives at the heart of it. No one would want to meddle with him. The only person around here with any real authority.
So, what's beyond the wildwood?
The wild world, of course. But you wouldn't want to go there, so please don't ever mention it again. There we are. Chin chin.
Out of the way, landlubbers!
The boat rocks.
What on earth was that?
That, I'm afraid, was Toad and his current fad for sculling.
Wasn't it a bit dangerous?
Oh, absolutely. Don't worry, won't last. First it was bicycling, but he soon grew tired of that. Then it was hot air ballooning.
No, I've got to say, he did look rather impressive.
He's a perfectly nice fellow, really. No stability whatsoever, particularly in a boat. It's only a matter of time before he's onto something else. Come along, then.
Oh, Rat, could I, you know, have a go?
Not yet. Wait till you've had a few left.
If a toad can do it, then...
Ooh, oh, stop it, you silly ass! The lever's over!
They both fall in.
Silly ass. Sorry about the...
Oh, what's a little wet to a water rat? Don't worry. I'll teach you to sail and to row. By the end of the summer, you'll be as handy as any of us.
Cool. I never thought life could be so exciting.
Fetch some dry clothes. No, rather reminds me of the day that Badge and I had a little run-in with a pike. You see, the pike had its extraordinary...
Moles fallen asleep. Later, they're back in the boat.
All along the backwater, through the rushes tall, ducks are a-dabbling up tails all.
Are you sure it's a good time to call on Mr. Toad?
It's never a bad time to call on Mr. Toad. Early or late, he's the same fellow. Always glad to see you. Always completely impossible.
Here we are. My, oh my. Oh, he must be very rich. What does he do?
Anything he likes, unfortunately. Inherited it all from his father. Gets him in no end of bother.
Hey, I wonder what happened here.
Well, I told you. If you ask me, I think he's tired of boating and will have some other mania to contend with.
Roger!
Toad trots towards them.
Hello, Toad.
Roger!
That's a face.
This is my good new friend, Mr. Mole.
Splendid! Terribly pleased to meet you.
A lovely house, Mr. Toad.
Lovely! It's not lovely, it's magnificent. Finest house on the river. Finest in all England, or anywhere else for that matter. Why would one ever leave? I'm not going to be modest about it. I've got nothing to be modest about.
Oh, animals, animals, I'm so pleased you came. I need your assistance.
With your boat?
Boats? Heavens no, Mr.
Moore.
Yes, silly, boyish amusements. I gave up boating a long time ago. Oh, it makes me downright sorry to see two fellows wasting time on such an aimless activity. Now, you shall see. It will change your life forever. I have discovered the only genuine occupation and propose to devote the remainder of my days to the pursuit of it. Ta-da! There's real life for you. Oh, the open road, the dusty highway, the hedgerows, the rolling downs. Hamlets, villages, cities, towns. Here one day, up and off to somewhere else tomorrow.
But I thought you said you never wanted to leave Toad Hall.
Travel, change, excitement. The whole world before you, an horizon always changing. And this is perhaps the finest car I've ever built. See? Biscuits, potted lobsters, sardines, everything a mole could want. Letter paper, bacon, jam, dominoes, a bunk for you, a sort of hole down here for you, Ratty.
And I shall sleep up here. Yes, friends, we shall set off together on our new life this very afternoon.
This afternoon?
The open road, yes. Travel, change, excitement, etc.
Oh, don't tell me you mean to stick to the dull old riverbank all your life.
But I don't want to see the world. I'm not going anywhere. And Mole is staying with me. That, I'm afraid, is that.
But it will be so thrilling. Our hearts will run free. England will be ours. Our roof will be the stars. And the road under our wheels, our path to eternal liberation.
Absolutely not. Over my dead body.
My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
This is a life, eh? The open road. Free from all the cares of the world, yeah.
As they trundle along in their caravan, the travellers wave at a woman.
Oh, Mole, my inseparable companion, these are the days, Mole. These are the days!
Later, Toad's sleeping on the top bunk. Rat and Mole are sitting on the lower bunk, looking miserable. The next day, Rat's cleaning a bowl. Mole picks a jar up off the grass and goes over to him, crouching down at his side.
I never thought life on the open road was so much hard work.
Only for us, Mole. Perhaps we can run away.
There's no point. He's bound to track us down. Our only hope is that he gets bored.
What a pleasant life. Free from all the cares and woes of housework. Come on, chaps, no blazing about. There are adventures to seek. What wonders we shall see today.
I was hoping, the riverbank?
Stop going on about the riverbank. Stop the stupid riverbank. Think new vistas, grand adventure. Like Mole here.
Actually, I was hoping to go back myself.
Stuff of nonsense. You don't know what's good for you. Come along. I feel some travelling coming on.
Later, they're back in the caravan.
Life on the open road, with Mole and Rat and Toad. The gentle pace befits the place, as the ancients know. As nature it has taught, the best of all transport is a caravan without a plan. It's better for the old sport.
The caravan makes its way through the woods.
What's that?
A motor car speeds by, causing the horse tugging the caravan to rear up. As it bolts, Toad is pulled along by its reins.
Roadhogs!
Oh, Mr. Toad? Wait. You all right, Mr. Toad? Mr. Toad, are you all right?
Mole waves his hand in front of Toad's face.
Ratty?
Toad, speak to me.
Boop, boop.
Don't worry, I will make an official complaint.
Complaint? You absolute ass.
About that swan? That sunbeam? You might as well complain about the seasons.
Oh, no. I have seen the future, and it is a motor car! Boop, boop! The poetry of motion. Oh, how many flowery tracks lie spread before me. What dust clouds shall spring up behind me as I speed my reckless past. What horrid little caravan shall be flung into ditches as I pass. Boop, boop!
What do you think we should do with him?
It's hopeless. Badger's the only person who can deal with him now.
Badger? Well, perhaps we should invite him for supper right away.
Oh, he hates society. If he had his way, he'd hibernate all year round.
Well, we've got to do something. Oh, couldn't we call on him?
It's out of the question. He lives in the middle of the wild wood, and we're not going there. We're going to have to deal with Toad ourselves, and that's all there is to it.
Boop, boop!
Now Toad's racing along in a motor car. He speeds his golden yellow car through the cobbled streets of a town. An annotated map shows Toad's path of devastation. Rat and Mole look on with frightened expressions as Toad goes faster and faster, round and round in a circle. He slaloms across the grass and shifts the car up into a higher gear.
Slow down,
Toad! He tries to brake, but the car doesn't slow. Toad careers off the road and Rat and Mole hide their eyes. Rat puts his arm around Mole and covers his face with his hat. Toad has crashed his car into a fountain and is lying on the floor, a glum expression on his face.
Oh, this is dreadful. Come on, Moley.
He's not really going to buy another car, is he?
There's no stopping him once he's got the bit between his teeth.
I really don't think we should be doing this.
If we don't do something about Toad, he's going to end up killing himself or something. And you said yourself, Badger was the only one that could deal with him, so...
Come on, let's go.
Meanwhile, dark-clothed figures move around the wild wood.
It looks awfully dark in there.
I really think this is a bad idea.
What? It doesn't look that wild to me. Come on.
Mole leads the way, whilst Rat seems hesitant to enter the dark forest. Now, some way into the wood, Mole shivers as thick snow covers the ground. Rat wraps a scarf around himself.
This way, come on.
Mole disappears into the trees.
Mole?
This way, Ratty, this way.
Ratty? Ratty?
With a terrified expression, Mole peers through the trees, trying to find his friend.
Ratty!
Moley!
Mole spins round, waving a stick in front of him. Mole edges his way down a path. Rat cups his hand around his mouth.
Mole! Moley!
Mole edges forward, not looking where he's going.
Ratty!
Oh! Oh, Moley!
Ratty! I'm so scared, I can't think straight.
Oh, you really done it this time, Moley. I told you you shouldn't have come here. We're going to die in this forest and it's all your fault.
They see a figure in the darkness and Mole falls over backwards.
What are you doing in your backside? Get up!
Look, I tripped over a door scraper in the middle of the wood. What's a door scraper doing in the middle of the wood? I could have broken my leg on that.
Oh, thank goodness. Don't you see what this means? We're saved.
No, well, because you can't really eat the door scraper. It's
absolute clot. Look. Benja!
We're saved!
Ring the bell.
Mole pulls a handle next to the door.
Go away!
Rat's rubbing his hands together.
Should I try again?
Oh, no. We don't want to appear rude. Badger, open this door! Badger, open the door!
Go away!
It's me, Ratty!
What? Speak up!
It's Ratty!
It's Ratty!
Go away!
Please, Badger, open the door!
I've warned you!
Gruff, silver-haired Badger steps out of his house and glares at the shadowy figures, who back away. He turns back to the door and stares at Rat.
Ratty! Why didn't you say it was you? Come inside, bring your friend.
They go inside Badger's den.
Come in, for goodness sake. There's a first-rate fire, there's a supper on the stove and everything, and there's some spare dressing gowns that should fit you somewhere.
Why?
Get those wet clothes off, let's get you sorted.
Look at this. Look at all this!
Yeah, just a few things for winter. What I don't understand is what you were doing in the wild woods this late at night. Don't you know that this place is crawling with stoats and weasels at this time?
Well, Ratty had told me all about you, how you were grumpy and grizzly and how you were the only one that could control Mr. Toad.
What?
Mr. Toad.
Toad? What's he done now?
Gone from bad to worse, unfortunately. He has at last discovered the thrills of motoring and has already had several major smash-ups.
It's only a matter of time before somebody is seriously hurt.
How many has he had?
Smashes.
Cars.
It amounts to the same thing, really. This will be the 7th.
The whole of Toad Hall is littered with bits of broken motor car. He's only been driving 3 months. Yeah,
he's been in hospital 4 times. And the fines.
He may be rich, but he's not a millionaire.
Well, we can't do anything right now. Not in the off-season. Anything strenuous or even moderately heroic is quite out of the question.
But he'll be killed if we wait till spring.
No, I think Mr. Badger's right. I think we should wait, because I'm a bit tired.
But this is ridiculous.
No. Everything has its time and its season. I promise I'll deal with Toad, but only once the year has turned. Now, if you ask me, it's high time this young fellow was asleep as well. But I trust you are going to stay.
Haven't you just got up?
Exactly. It's winter time.
Badger trundles off.
I told you this is a pointless exercise. Hurry up, past six.
Mole's fast asleep. Toad's in a bubbly bath reading a newspaper.
Boop, boop! Out of the way, Roadhog!
Now he's sitting in a car.
Yes, excellent. Yes, this should go very nicely in my collection. Yeah.
If I could just show you.
In Badger's den, there's a stove on the fire. Mole and Rat are sleeping soundly. Mole wakes to see two spiky-haired youngsters filling their pockets with food from Badger's hoard. He settles back down, then suddenly looks round at them. He puts his hand on Rat's shoulder. Mole gestures, and Rat looks round at the youngsters.
Who are you?
Hedgehogs!
What are you doing here?
We was trying to get home from school, sir, but we lost our way in the snow.
It's terrible bad outside, sir. And Mr. Badger makes such nice porridge.
Sir, we were so bold, sir, as to knock.
Yes, less of the sir, if you don't mind. Where is he now?
Went to his study, sir, on account as he was particularly busy.
He said he was not to be disturbed.
What's going on here? It's like Didscombe Station. Can't anyone hibernate anymore? What are you two still doing here?
We were just finishing our porridge, sir.
Look. Off you go now. Home to your mother. Yes. You'll be eating me out of house and home. There's sixpence each. Ooh. And then go spending it all at once. Off you go.
Thank you, Mr. Badger.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, fine. Scallywags.
Oh, it's a nice quiet home you've got here, Mr. Badger.
Nothing beats living underground. It gives a real sense of history.
Where'd you get all this?
Oh, it was just there. All I did was dig. Long ago, before everything grew, there was a city. A city of people. And this is where they stood. It's where they walked and talked and slept. Powerful, rich people. They built a city to last forever.
So, where are they now?
No, who knows? People come, they stay for a while.
Well, they flourish, and they build, and then they go. But we badgers, we remain. We might be,
displaced?
Displaced for a while, but we're a patient sort.
And so this used to be a city?
What?
So this used to be a city?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the rain rained. And the saplings grew into a forest. And the leaf mould rose and obliterated. In fresh streams brought silt and oil. And after a time, our home was ready for us again. The world turns in a big circle.
There is a power beyond us.
Oh, you can roll your eyes. There are things in heaven and earth that you couldn't even imagine.
Yes. That's what we've always understood. And humans, with all their newfangled ways, never did.
Anyway, it's time for you to be heading home. Get your stuff. Now, if you go to the end of this tunnel, right to the end, you come out at the edge of the wild wood.
Right.
And try to leave me alone until springtime.
Thanks ever so much, Badger.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Pleasure to meet you.
Sorry. Delicate little fellow. Bye. Bed.
No, I don't like nature in the rough. At all. No, I think I'm more of a creature of tilled fields and hedgerows, and I've had enough of adventure to last me a lifetime.
Civilization at last.
Mole and Rat wander through the snow.
Are we nearly there yet?
Just through this village, over the hill, and we'll be at the riverbank in no time.
Isn't it a bit dangerous?
Never mind. This time of year, they're all sitting safely indoors, sipping Spanish sherry, huddled round the fire. You can look at them if you like. No, come on.
Mole creeps towards a lit window and peers inside at a human family. Mole turns back to Rat.
Please, can I go home, Ratty? I almost forgot I had one.
You don't want to go down a hole in the ground in this freezing weather?
No, you don't understand. I know it's shabby and dingy and, well, it's not warm and cosy like your place, or grand and beautiful like Tordal, but... Well, it's where I live.
Come on. Our deaths.
Mole begins to sob.
Oh. What a pig. What an absolute pig I've been. Come along, Moley. Come on.
Where are we going?
To find this home of yours.
Really?
Come along. Forward.
Mole sniffs the air.
No, I can't.
Suddenly he runs off, following the scent. Snow falls from the dark sky as Mole's nose leads him to something on the ground. Suddenly, Rat's face is showered in snow as Mole begins digging furiously into the ground.
Mole? Mole! Moley!
Rat leans into, then falls in Mole's hole. Underground, Mole strikes a match and uses it to light a gas lamp. He then uses the match to light several candles, dotted around the cavern.
Home, sweet home. Oh, Ratty. I think my heart will burst. Well, make yourself at home. Get rid of that. There's a spring cleaning and from the... That's the... It's... Oh, dear. What have I done? Well, we could be at your place, couldn't we? Toasting ourselves by the fire.
Oh, but it's so compact. So well planned.
No, we shouldn't be here. I've got no to give you.
Nonsense. Look, here. There's a lovely tin of sardines. And, some captain's biscuits, my favourites. And, yes, here. Oh, here's a smashing, what is it?
It's a nice German sausage.
Ah. Exactly. Just get me a duster and we'll be as right as ninepence. Well,
There's a small banquet for you. This really is the jolliest little place I ever was in.
Really?
Oh, yes. I want to hear all about it.
Oh, right. Well, first, I decided to dig an awl.
Most remarkable.
And then I digged another awl, so I had two interconnecting awls.
Marvellous.
And I might dig a third awl, maybe put...
What's that?
Bloody vinyl.
One, two, three.
Visions of this frosty tide, let your door swing open wide. The wind may follow and snow beside, your jaws in by your fighty bite.
Oh, this is really delightful. Come on, let's invite them in.
No, I don't have anything to give them.
Absolute nonsense. Bravo! Well sung, everyone. Come along inside and get yourselves warm. Hello, young field mouse. Now, you happen to know if there are any shops open at this time of night?
Well, certainly, sir. This time of year, they keep all hours.
Well, you go and get yourself some Buggins' finest cheddar and a bottle of Old Burton, and we'll brew some ale. Run along now. Be as swift as the wind.
Yes, sir. You're dressed in merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour.
Such excellent harmonies. They really are a very talented troupe.
Yeah, and they're hungry too. You should never have invited them in. Ooh.
The field mice all turn and stare at Mole.
Ah, perfect timing. Plenty for everyone. Don't get too excited. There we are.
The mice all tuck into the bread and cheese. Later, the mice have gone.
Well, it didn't go too badly in the end, did it? You know, I...
Mole has fallen asleep again. Rat takes the drink from Mole's hand and carefully places it on the floor before settling back in his own chair. Time passes, and the snow on the fields and trees starts to melt. Toad rounds a corner in a new, bright red motor car.
Bring the sprout!
He speeds along, throwing dust up behind him. Badger meets Rat and Mole, who are having a cup of tea by the river.
Mr. Badger.
Come on. There's no time to waste. I said I'd take him in hand once the winter was over. The hour has come. Let's go.
Toad.
Yes, the hour of Toad. I have learned that this very morning a new and exceedingly powerful motor car arrived at Toad Hall. And Toad is at this very moment donning singularly hideous habiliments. We must be up and doing before it's too late.
What do you think we should do?
What?
What do you think we should do?
We will convert him. Going to teach him to be a sensible toad and save the unfortunate animal from himself.
Bob, Bob!
He'll be the most converted toad there ever was by the time I'm finished with him.
At Toad Hall, Toad signs some paperwork for his new car.
Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful spring day.
Badger growls as he walks towards him, with Mole and Rat at his side.
Oh, hello, fellows.
What do you think of the new motor, eh?
Had to sell all my chairs, but who cares? I love standing up. Is anything the matter?
Take him inside.
What? Wait! Stop!
Mole and Rat drag him inside.
What is the meaning of this scandalous outrage?
Take off the driving suit. You won't be needing it today or any other day.
Certainly not.
Take them off for him, then.
Beat off me, you unconscionable knave, bankside pleb.
Oh, look, a shark.
Quick,
look,
hit him. Run that away.
Grab him, Nori, grab him.
Don't get him.
Come on, Toad!
They pull off his driving hat and gloves, but Toad escapes their clutches. They grab him and throw off his socks and shoes. Toad comes out, wearing just his underclothes and a very grumpy expression.
So, you are no longer the terror of the highways. You knew it had to come to this sooner or later. You disregarded our warnings, squandered every last penny your father left you. Independence is all very well, but you have become a public nuisance. I am going to give you one last chance, Toad. You will meet me in the smoking room, where we will discuss this like gentlemen.
Toad starts to follow Badger out, but he stops and comes back to collect his shoe from Mole. Rat steps forward and stands next to Mole.
That's no good. Talking to Toad will never cure him.
Poor Toad.
All he did was drive a little recklessly.
They put their ears to the door that Toad and Badger have just disappeared through. They run away when they hear the door opening. A forlorn-looking Toad comes out, followed by Badger. Toad slowly steps towards them, looking on the verge of tears. Suddenly, his expression changes.
Well, it went very well, actually.
Toad. Contrition.
My friends, I have deeply wronged. I have wronged myself and the whole of amphibian kind. I am sorry. No. I am more than sorry. I am pleased to inform you that I have seen the error of my ways, my gross offences, my hideous transgressions. And I promise to never, ever, 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 not ever, 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 to ever, ever ride a motor car ever again. Ever.
Promise? Promise.
Right, well, this is all very good news, isn't it?
If only it were true. Of course it's true. He told me himself he had seen the folly of his ways.
Right, so it is true.
No, of course it's not true. I'm not sorry, and it wasn't folly. It was absolutely glorious.
Backsliding monster.
I've decided I'm not repentant and never will be.
So you don't promise never to touch another motor car again?
No, and what's more, the first car I see, poop, poop, I'll ride off in it.
That's it. Take him upstairs, you two. Lock him up in his bedroom. Please,
you're my helping little squat. Look, killjoys! You Puritan prigs! You...
No, it's completely gone. So...
In! I've never seen him this determined. We'll have to take turns guarding him until the poison's worn out of him.
Yeah. Rat hands Badger the key and runs off with Mole.
I see.
I'll find you, Mole! I'll find you, Mole!
Later, Mole and Rat take turns to guard the door. Mole crouches down to peer through the keyhole, then leaps back when Toad looks right back at him.
Punch!
Now Rat's positioned the chair against the door. Later, it's Mole's turn, and he's sleeping on an ottoman in the hallway. Now he's with Rat.
What do you think?
Maybe he's calmed down.
Mole peers through the keyhole. Toad sitting in his bathtub, turning the wheel of a pretend car. Toad repeatedly bumps his rotund belly against the poster of his bed. Later, Badger takes Toad's model train out in a basket. Mole looks at it excitedly.
Rolling.
Sometime later, Badger's asleep, and Rat wakes him up with a tap on the arm.
Still in bed. Doesn't seem to be up to much. Just lying there listless.
Toad's laid out on the bed.
Perhaps he's given in.
Careful. This is when he is at his most artful. See you later.
Ta-ta.
Rat peers back through the keyhole and sees that Toad is now tucked up in bed. Rat thinks for a second, then decides to unlock the door.
Hello, Toad. How are you today, old chap?
Oh, very weak, very weak indeed.
Mole and Badger have gone to the pictures, so I thought I'd come and keep you company.
Oh, dear, kind Rat, I feel I will never be well again. But don't trouble yourself about me. The last thing I want is to be a burden to my very dear friends.
You know I'd take any trouble in the world for you if you'd only be a more sensible animal.
If I really thought you meant it, I would ask you right now to run and fetch me a doctor. But don't bother. I don't wish to put you out.
Why do you need a doctor?
Surely you have noticed. No, why would you? Tomorrow you will say, indeed, if only I had noticed. No, forget that I asked. It's probably not fatal.
Oh! Look here, old man. I can't let you suffer like this. I'll go at once.
Please do call in on the priest and have him come here.
The priest?
Well, just in case the doctor can't help.
Don't you worry, Toad. I'll return immediately.
You will hurry, won't you?
Rat runs out and picks up his belongings. As soon as he's gone, Toad opens his eyes and quickly gets out of bed. He throws a rope made of a length of sheets tied together out the window and hops up to the ledge. Then he carefully abseils his way down the outside of the house. Just below him, Rat comes out the front door, but walks past without seeing Toad, who's hanging just above him. Toad drops down and lands on the front steps. Now he's sauntering down a path.
Brains one, fourth nil.
Oh, just a ticket.
pub. Back at Toad Hall, Badger's found Toad's escape route.
You blithering idiot.
Toad walks into the dingy pub.
Your full English breakfast with kidneys and sweetbreads and your finest bottle of porter, please, barman.
He goes over to a table and bounces up onto a seat. He turns excitedly and looks at the motor car through the window. He turns back round and starts pretending to drive. The young human couple get out of their motor car and come into the pub.
Morning.
Tea for two in the back room, please. After you, dear.
Toad goes outside and starts admiring the racing green-painted motor car.
Yes. Well, there's no harm in looking.
He opens the door and takes a seat behind the wheel.
Yeah. I wonder if this is a sort of car that starts easily. Yeah.
He turns the key and starts the engine.
Oh, I had a dream.
Toad has raced off in the car. He visualizes black and white images of racing drivers as he speeds along.
This is living! This is propulsion into the modern world!
He's crashed straight into a tree. He slowly comes to as smoke pours from the bonnet of the car. Now he's in front of a judge.
To my mind, the only difficulty that presents itself in this otherwise very clear case is how we can make it sufficiently severe. For the incorrigible rogue and hardened ruffian whom we now see cowering in the dock before us, he has been found guilty of stealing a car, driving to the public danger, and gross insubordination to the rural police. Mr. Clark, can you tell me what is the stiffest penalty we can impose?
Well, clearly stealing a motor car is the most grave offence, but cheeking the police undoubtedly carries the most severe penalty. So we could say 12 months for the theft, 3 years for the furious driving, and 15 for the pretty bad sort of cheek, which is, by my reckoning, Your Honour, tots up to 19 years.
First rate.
So we should round that up to a straight 20, just to be on the safe side.
Excellent suggestion, Clark. 20 years it is, then. Ha! Carried unanimously.
20 years? No!
No! This is injustice!
Toad's taken away in a locked, barred carriage. He's taken to a fortress-like prison, and two burly guards open a spiked gate. He looks up at a noose hanging in the courtyard.
I might be.
Come on.
No, but
it's been a terrible mistake.
The guards take him inside. Meanwhile, at Rat's house, Badger's smoking on a pipe whilst Mole fiddles with a fishing net.
Ah, here it comes.
Oh!
They watch their fishing bob drift towards them.
I wish Mr. Toad was here. 20 years. It's gonna kill him to be locked up for so long.
I think it'll teach him a damn good lesson.
Well, he's very resilient. Mm. I'm sure he'll make the best of everything.
Oh, this is the end of everything! It's the end of Toad. Popular, handsome Toad. Rich, debonair Toad. Generous and carefree Toad. So kind and hospitable. How can I hope to ever be set large again? Hello? Who's there? Wise old badger. Clever, intelligent rat. What sensible little mole.
It's only me!
Who are you?
I'm the jailer's daughter. I've got the keys off my dad. I couldn't bear to see anyone so unhappy, so I brought you some Bubble and Squeak.
Bubble and Squeak. A lifetime of roast beef will be no compensation.
Please, your Bessie.
No, wait. Hang on. Oh, where have you got to?
It's all right. I'll eat it myself.
Come back. Come back. At least it's a start.
If you are going to be rude, you can forget all about it.
Oh, I won't be rude. Ever again. Honest.
Okay. I'll let you have some bread.
Oh, the smell of warm kitchens. Hot breakfasts on bright, frosty mornings. Cozy
pie. You can wait here, what?
That's right. I feel myself once again. Venerable Toad. Great, wise, remarkably handsome Toad of Toad Hall.
Do you live in a hall?
Not just any hall. It is an eligible, self-contained gentleman's residence, dating in part from the 14th century, replete with every modern convenience, up-to-date sanitation, and only 5 minutes from the church, post office and the golf links.
I was mildly curious. I don't want to buy it.
Where do you live, perchance, delicate creature?
Oh, I share a room upstairs with my father and my 6 brothers and sisters.
Oh, well, we can't all be toads. Oh, what fun we had. Ratty, Mole, and me.
Are you friends with a rat?
Friends? We are inseparable companions. Knights Templar against the modern world.
I really like rats, me. Not as pets or nothing. I think it's wrong to keep things in cages.
How true. No animal in this world should be caged. How we should all run free, unfettered by the manacles of small minds and bigotry of creatures larger than oneself.
You are so right, Mr. Toad. Let me plump up your straw for you. There you are. Just think. Only 19 years, 364 days to go.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Ta-da!
You know, I'm finding it really hard to enjoy myself when I think about Toad in his dungeon. I know he brought it all on himself, but I can't help but think that life is less than it ought to be without him.
If I were you, I'd enjoy the peace and quiet. By past experience, I don't think Toad will be in there for long.
But he's been locked away for 20 years.
The rules that apply to you and me somehow just don't apply to Toad. You'll see. I think it's time we turned in.
See, I don't feel tired at all. Oh, hey! Why don't we get the boat out and ride upstream?
But it's nearly dark.
Well, the moon will be out soon enough. See, I've got this yearning just to be here with nature. Don't you feel it too? To be under the moonlight, floating free. What's the point in freedom if we never really use it? All right.
Now they're drifting along the river in the moonlight.
I've never stayed out an entire night before. Look how the meadow's changed by moonlight. It's like a land made of silver. Must be nearly dawn.
They settle and lie back in the boat. As they drift along, suddenly Mole sits up.
Do you hear it? What is that? So beautiful. So quiet.
There's the one.
Can you hear it? Oh, the beauty of it. I never dreamed of such music. The call of it is stronger than sweetness. It's as if it's calling us to it. There it is again. Surely I can hear it now. This is it. The holy place where the dream song music is played.
Is this the magic at the heart of everything, like what Badger told us about?
I think it must be.
Oh, what things are in this world. More than I ever dreamed of.
Fireflies hover around them, and a pixie-like creature walks through the trees.
Are you scared, Ratty?
Scared of him? Never. Oh, Mole, I feel so small and yet as big as the world.
Do you think it is magic?
No. I think it's just the truth at the heart of everything.
A great golden light shines down through the canopy of trees. Dawn breaks and Toad Cell is flooded with sunlight. He wakes as the sun moves across his face.
Mr. Toad, I've been thinking about what you said about incarceration and, people being free and such like.
Yes?
Well, I wanted to say, I have an aunt who is a washerwoman.
She smiles, showing off her brown teeth.
Well, we all have our crosses to bear. I myself have several aunts who want to be washerwomen.
No! I'm trying to tell you something.
I think you'll have to be clearer.
I have an aunt who's a washerwoman for the prison. She visits every week on a Friday. Today is a Thursday. You get my drift?
Well, does she want a commemorative plaque?
Mr. Toad, you are very rich, as you endlessly tell me, and she is very poor. Now, I believe if she was properly approached, she would, for a certain fee, lend you her costume so you can escape.
What? Dress as a washerwoman?
Well, in many respects, you're very similar. Particularly about the figure.
How dare you? I have a very elegant figure for a toad.
So is my aunt. For a washerwoman. Anyway, that's not the point. You horrid, ungrateful animal. I'm only trying to help you.
Horrid and ungrateful, is it? I'm the one locked here in a dungeon, and you'd have me parade up and down the country dressed as a washerwoman.
Fine! Stay here as a toad, then!
She stomps away.
Wait! Wait! Good, kind, beautiful girl. Oh, you are so right, I am a putrid and ungrateful toad. Oh, please, I would love to roam the world dressed in rags. Do introduce me to your excellent relative and I will arrange terms satisfactory to all parties.
Later, they meet.
Oh, what in the name of God is that hideous creature?
Madam, let me inform you, I am Toad of Toad Hall.
Well, I don't care who you are. I'm not stripping myself of my essentials for that odious beast.
I'll give you a sovereign. Yeah?
Ooh.
Ooh. That isn't even enough to get me to loosen me cap strings.
He holds up another coin and she stares at it.
All right. But I want this back in exactly the same condition I gave it to you in. Oh, one more thing. Mm. I'd like you to tie me up.
What?
I'd like you to tie me up.
Tie you up?
To prove that you robbed me. I wouldn't like to appear suspicious.
It'll be a pleasure, madam.
Later, he's tying her up.
Ow!
Well, you did say to make it look convincing. Besides, I have a reputation to protect as a desperate and dangerous widow.
And I said tying up, not amputation.
Terribly sorry. Oh, thank the Lord for that.
Toad and the jailer's daughter begin their escape. She puts a bonnet on his head and they sneak past a sleeping guard. She hands him a washing basket and waves him goodbye. He makes it out into the courtyard and uses the basket to cover his face as he creeps past a guard who pinches his bottom as he passes.
You rascal.
Oh. Hello. I must...
The guard stares at him lingeringly.
All right. Good day to you, madam.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Toad waddles out into the sunshine and through the town, using the washing basket to hide his face from passers-by. As the coast clears, he disposes of the basket. A woman walks towards him.
Oh, hello, darling.
Good day.
He continues on his way with a feminine swagger.
Trains!
Toad goes to a train ticket office.
Thank you.
A ticket to Toad Hall, if you'd be so kind.
Sorry.
Toad Hall.
That'll be a farthing.
Oh.
Not long, I hope.
Toad rummages around in his dress, but can only come up with a rag. The passengers behind him are starting to become annoyed as he continues his search.
I say, hurry it up there,
hello,
would you?
What seems to be the problem?
Look here, I find I left my purse behind. Just give me that ticket, will you? And I'll have someone send you the money tomorrow. I think you'll find I'm very well known in these parts.
I don't doubt it. Trying to pull a stunt like that.
Have you any idea who you are talking to?
Out of the way, my good woman. I have a train to catch.
Hurry up.
Come on.
The man brushes Toad to one side and he backs away across the bustling platform, a dejected look on his face.
Oh, the humiliation of it.
Hello, Mum. What's the trouble?
How kind, sir. I am but a lowly washerwoman and I've lost all my money and I can't get home for a very important appointment.
Well, that is a very bad business indeed. You've lost your money and you can't get home.
And a whole family of kids waiting on you, I'll be bound.
Oh, hundreds of them. All starving and playing with matches and that sort of thing.
I tell you what, love. If you wash a few shirts for me when you get home, I'll give you a ride for nothing.
Hop on, Grandma.
The man heaves Toad up into the train and it pulls away in a cloud of steam. The carriages roll past the platform and dense black smoke rises up above the train.
Don't escape! Free
Thank you again, kind sir. When I get back, I will do any quantity of washing. You will have the brightest shirts on the whole Southern Railway.
You just hold on tight, Grandma.
That's it.
Go on faster.
Go on faster.
Faster, faster.
Go on faster. Faster. That's it.
Go on faster. Fast!
Toad leans out the side of the train and the wind rushes across his face.
Oh, when I get back, what a supper I shall have! A duckling and roast beef and piles of mashed potato!
What's that? Hmm?
The driver looks back to see a train in the distance.
I don't understand it. We're the last train running on this line tonight, but there seems there's another one right behind us.
He takes another look.
And it's full of the queerest people. Warders and policemen all shouting, stop, stop.
A policeman in the train behind them is waving his truncheon.
Mr. Engine Driver, I confess everything. I am not the washerwoman I seem to be. I have no children waiting for me. I am a toad. I have just escaped by daring and cleverness from a loathsome dungeon my enemies have me thrown in. And if these fellows on that engine there recapture me, it'll be chains and bread and water for this poor, miserable, innocent toad.
Now you tell the truth now. What were you in prison for?
Well, nothing much. Borrowing a car when the owners were at lunch. I would have brought it back had I not crashed.
Ooh, you certainly have been a wicked creature. And clearly I should give you up. But I'll not have people telling me what to do with my engine. Cheer up, Grandma. Full speed ahead!
Yippee!
The train speeds forward with the police in hot pursuit.
They're gaining on us. Look, there's only one way to get out of this. As soon as we get over this bridge, I'll slow down and you jump off before they can see where you've gone, and then I'll lead them off as far as I can.
What? Jump? Without stopping?
It's your only chance.
Toad tries to jump but turns away in fear.
Ow!
Eventually he jumps and rolls down the grassy embankment. Now Toad's sleeping amongst some trees. He wakes and has a big stretch. He looks around with a confused expression at his surroundings. He runs off excitedly and later strolls past a barge.
Good morning, ma'am.
Ma'am? I beg your pardon. Oh, I dare say it is to them that's not in sore trouble. But here's me trying to get home to my 13 young children, and I've lost all my money and I can't get home.
Where might you be heading?
Oh, just down the river, yeah, very near to a very nice house named Toad Hall. Where I does the washing. I am in the washing and laundering line, as you may have guessed already on account of my attire.
I'm going right past there. You come along, I'll give you a lift.
Toad's in luck again.
You're in the washing business.
I do washing, ironing, clear starching, evening wear. I am a genius of the washing business. I do it all myself.
All yourself?
Yeah, well, I have my girls, but you know what girls are, Mum. Can't take your eye off anything. Anyway, once you've been brought up washing, you never lose a feel for the sads.
Well, what a regular piece of good luck.
Sorry?
I've got a right ton of washing down below. Go on,
Be my guest. I'd hate to see you up here idle when you'll be down there enjoying yourself.
Oh, how could I deprive you?
No, no, I insist. Now, you shall do the washing you are so fond of. No. Now, you wouldn't deprive me extend my hospitality, now, would you? Please, it would be my pleasure.
Right then.
The woman helps Toad inside and closes the doors behind him, a broad smile across her face. Toad looks at the piles of laundry and huge bowl of dirty water.
Oh, well, any fool can wash.
He drops two water jugs into the bowl. He tries to pick up a block of soap, but it slips through his hands and disappears into the murky water. He retrieves it, but drops it once again. As the soap gets foamier and foamier, Toad's face gets covered in bubbles as he tries to grab the soap from the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, I can't see. Oh, poo! No!
Look at this! Call yourself a washerwoman? You've never washed a dishcloth in your entire life!
You common low fat barge woman! Don't you dare talk to your betters like that! I am a toad, the very well-respected, distinguished toad of Toad Hall. Admittedly, I may be under a cloud at the moment, but I will not be laughed at by a barge woman!
Why, so you are. A horrid, nasty, crawly, fetid, filthy toad! Off it, off it! Off my boat, you overweight amphibian! You web-toed cretin! You pop-eyed, big-mouthed ball of slime!
That's it!
Toad tries to jump on the woman's horse, but goes flying over the top. Toad holds onto the reins, trying to pull himself up as the horse rushes off.
You lying toad!
The world has held great heroes, as history books have showed, but never a name to go down to fame compared with that of Toad. The clever men at Oxford know all that there is to be known, but none of them know half as much as intelligent Mr. Toad.
They gallop towards a fence, but the horse refuses it, sending Toad over the top. He groggily sits up.
How will I ever get home now?
He sees a motor car approaching.
Could that really be? A car! A car!
Brothers of the wheel, I hail thee! Stop!
The car screeches to a halt just ahead of him. It's the couple whose car he stole.
Oh, it is all over. I'm in chains again. No.
I say, a poor washerwoman left on the road.
She looks in such distress. Come on, we'll give you a lift.
Later, Toad's sitting in the back with a satisfied smile on his face.
Oh, look. The fresh air is doing her good. She looks better already.
Oh, much better. Here, you don't suppose I could sit next to the driver, do you?
Yippee!
Here, you don't suppose I could have a go for a little bit?
No.
Yeah.
Now Toad's behind the wheel.
Stop! Stop, you crazy washerwoman!
Washerwoman!
I am no washerwoman, my friend! I am the
toad, the motor snatcher, the prison breaker!
As they struggle for control of the wheel, the car veers towards the river. The car's now half submerged in the river. The woman treads water whilst her husband tries to pull the spare tire off the side of the car. Mole and Rat are lazing by the river, waiting for a bite on their fishing hook. Suddenly, Toad pops up just in front of them.
As usual, Toad comes out on top.
Toad emerges from the water.
The motor car went boop, boop, boop as it raced along the road. Who was it steered it into a river? Engineers, Mr. Toad!
Toad!
Ha! Ratty! Mole! Oh, what times I've been through! Such trials, such sufferings, but so nobly borne.
Toad, I don't want to cause you pain. You've been through enough already. But seriously, you must understand what an awful ass you've made of yourself.
An ass? I broke him free from prison, disguised myself convincingly as one of the lower orders. I've washed linen, stolen a horse and humbugged everybody.
And been jeered at, insulted, terrified, handcuffed, imprisoned, fallen in the water, chased off a barge by a woman. Tell me, why would you risk being a cripple, a bankrupt, a convict, all for the sake of a motor car?
Because it was fun! Awful fun!
Toad, you nearly killed yourself.
Oh, all right, I've been a conceited old ass. But I've decided you are right about cars. Stupid, unreliable machines. No, I've decided it's high time I bought myself a motorboat. Mm. So, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll be heading back to Toad Hall. Boop, boop.
Toad Hall.
Oh, Toad, haven't you heard?
Heard what?
Nobody's told you.
Tell me what?
About the Stoats and Weasels.
Stoats and Weasels what?
The ones that have taken over Toad Hall.
When it looked like you were gone for good, there was a great deal of interest from the Wild Wood. We told them you'd be back.
They moved in anywhere. They've been there ever since.
Oh, this is the end of everything.
They're there as we speak. Sleeping in till midday, drinking your wines, telling jokes about you, singing horrid personal songs about you with no real humour in them. They told the tradespeople that they were staying for good.
Oh, did they? Well, I'll jolly soon see about that.
No. No, wait, Toad, come back. They're on to the teeth, man.
Who goes there?
Stuff and nonsense. How dare you? It's me, Mr. Toad. Now, jolly well get out of my way.
The weasels shoot at Mr. Toad.
Well, it's pretty much as bad as it can be.
We've been around the house at all hours, and it's always the same. Sentry posts everywhere, guns pointing at us from all directions.
The only thing to do is to find a balloon and bomb them from above.
No, a balloon? Mm. I don't want to get into a balloon because they go up, and I like to be...
We need it! A tank! We need a tank! I can drive a tank.
Where are we going to find a tank?
A tank?
No, we can't get a tank. Well, what's a tank?
Enough, shut up, all of you, and listen. Yes, it's true. Toad Hall is armed to the teeth, and we have no hope of storming it directly.
There is something that I have kept to myself for many, many years. There is a secret underground passage leading to the main hall. Tonight, there will be a banquet for the Chief Weasel's birthday, and they will all be there, drunk as lords. No pistols, no swords, no sticks.
And we'll come at them with pistols and sticks.
A whack-em, a whack-em, a whack-em. And I will be Toad of Toad Hall once more. Affable Toad, lovable Toad. Oh, what times we'll have. I've been told that a fellow with my gift for conversation should hold a salon.
Shut up, Toad. We'll do this Only if you promise to turn over a new leaf.
Anything to get Toad Hall back.
If you're lying, I'll fry you for breakfast.
But I would never, ever, 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 ever...
Oh, don't start that again. Sword for rat, sword for mole, sword for toad, sword for badger. Yeah. Pistol for rat, pistol for mole.
Maybe I could be a lookout or something, because, you see, I'm a mole and we...
Come here. Everybody has to stand up and be counted at some time or another. Besides, you'll be a lot more use than Toad here. There's a good lad.
Yeah, I'll learn him to steal my house.
Really, Toad, don't say learn him. Such bad English.
What's the matter with learning them?
Not learn them, it's teach them.
We don't want to teach them anything. We want to learn them a lesson.
Toad finds a gun and accidentally fires it.
Crying out loud. Come on, let's go. Now follow me. And Toad, no chattering, or I'll send you back.
Mole places his sword back in the weapons chest before scurrying after the others. Now they are making their way through a dark tunnel. Edging their way forward, they use gas lamps to find their way. Badger shushes Toad and looks at him angrily. With Badger leading the way, the intrepid animals come to a fork in the passageway. Badger takes his time to look one way, then the other. Mole points the blame at Toad.
That's it. Home.
It's not my fault. I didn't do anything at all.
Shh. I think I can hear something.
It must be directly under the hall.
They move forward through the dank tunnel and climb up onto a ledge. The wooden floor of Toad Hall is just above their heads.
I'm going to hand it to them, then I'll go and put it under. Sorry, yes, let's have all this.
Now, boys, all together.
They nudge open the hatch and peer inside.
I see. I just want to mention our kind host, Mr. Toad. Good Toad. Modest Toad.
Get the hell out of here.
I have composed a little song.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Toad and his friend Badger, bad, bad and fun, are thrilled to bits, but in my opinion, they are stupid little...
Enough is enough!
Badger pushes open the hatch. The stoats and weasels spot them and sneer, raising their claws.
Toad and his friend Badger, eh?
The weasels and stoats edge forward aggressively, whilst Mole backs away, shaking his hands nervously. Mole bangs into a suit of armour, and the clattering scares the weasels.
Seize the moment, Ratty! Take the unmounted world! Get in there! Let's go! Move it! Move it!
On ya! Rat fences, whilst Badger bashes a weasel on the bottom with a big stick.
Whack him hard!
Mole's got a piece of armour stuck on his arm. As he tries to pull it off, he accidentally smacks a weasel in the face.
Hey, sorry.
Don't apologize to him!
You'll put my sister in this!
Hello.
Whose house is this? What's
Hello.
Badger taps a weasel on the shoulder, and when he turns round, he bashes him across the face. A group of stoats lift Toad up. A young weasel runs at Badger.
Come here, young.
Stand and fight! Stand and fight by giving
Mole hits two of the stoats with a flagpole.
Right in the
ear. That's it! Right where to win!
Toad shakes off the stoats.
Go home to your mother! Goodbye!
On guard, blackguard!
Toad bangs one of the weasels into a gong.
Absolutely first class.
A nimble, agile weasel jumps around in front of Toad. Mole steps in and clatters it over the head with a piece of the suit of armour.
Well done.
Another weasel swings down on a rope and lands on the table in front of them. He jumps down and swings his arms, but Badger just growls at him. As the weasel moves closer, Badger suddenly headbutts him.
Home, sweet home. Well done, Chuck.
Yeah.
Especially young Mole.
Ah.
Your cleverness
and bravery.
Fairly taken back with matchless valor. And the proper handling of sticks.
To the proper handling of sticks.
Yeah.
Big sticks.
Thank you, every one of you. Welcome back to civilization. Yes, well, we must celebrate. We must organize a feast where we all sing songs and I can give one of my speeches on the prison system and the waterways of old England, etc.
Sit down, Toad.
Yes?
Sit down.
Now, Toad, there will be no banquet, no songs or speeches. But you have to have speeches.
Toad, that's an order. You can have a few people around for a nice afternoon tea, but that is that.
But it's just wonders.
No!
No! What fun is life without a bit of showing off?
Toad looks at Mole, who shakes his head. Sometime later...
No. I don't do speeches anymore, I told you.
Oh, well, if you insist.
I have invited you all here today to meekly acknowledge the return of Toad Hall to its rightful owner, the quiet, modest, terribly good-looking me! Yes, me! And you will all be thrilled that I have composed one of my famous ditties.
Especially for your delectation.
Toad came home at last.
There was a panic in the parlour. And howling in the hall. There was crying in the cowshed and shrieking in the stall when Toad came home. Signal. There was smashing in of window, crashing in of door. There was chivying of weasels who fainted on the floor when Toad came home. When Toad came home!
Thank you very much indeed.
Toad has laid out some clothes as an imaginary audience. He sighs wearily and looks in the mirror. He picks up a short, aristocratic wig and puts it on his head. Later, he's standing outside a marquee.
Terribly well done, Toad.
Yes, terribly well done.
Oh, Dr. Owl, it was nothing, really.
Really?
Really? Badger did all the planning and Mole and Rat took the brunt of the fighting.
Oh, Mr. Toad, how lovely to have you back.
Well, I'm very pleased you could
Toadie, come. I say, Toadie, aren't you going to do one of your rip-roaring speeches?
No, I think my speech-making days are behind me, yes. You see, I don't really see the point anymore of useless frivolity, enjoyment, or over-enthusiasm. No, I have learnt a great lesson. Do help yourself to non-alcoholic punch.
Toad wanders away.
Do you really think we did the right thing? Maybe there's room for all types of animals.
Who knows? At least we'll have a quieter life.
Toad goes down to the river and looks out across the water with a glum expression. The distant noise pricks his attention. A small biplane swoops down above him and he looks round in delight. He pulls off his wig and runs off, stretching his arms out to his side like aeroplane wings. He runs around the guests, swinging around the poles holding up the marquee.
Trumpeters are tooting, the soldiers are saluting, and the cannons they are shooting, and the motor cars are hooting as the hero comes. Shout hooray! And let each one of the crowd try and shout it very loud in honor of an animal of whom we're justly proud, for it's Toad's great day!
Toad, now standing on a table, stretches out his arms and looks up at the sky. The end.